is everybody in their light. So if you can remember, imagine, attune to, attest to, pay tribute to your light. Because we really want to remember that we're living in consciousness, we're living in vibration, we're living in energy, so that your application, your influence, your coinciding with your true remembrance recreates life. So we want to remember that there are many, many, many different versions of every moment. So just imagine like a xylophone or something where you can pick 7 choices to the left, 7 choices to the right. And just imagine that it's your choice. You go to the pizzeria, what would you like on your pizza? So the more that we come into our own consideration, it's not about what's out there in the external reality. It's not about there being some kind of black and white reality that we're adjusting to. It's more so to claim the realization that as a creator, as a master creator, that we're here to create with excellence. So this means no longer harboring resentments against self in the past, simply because that's past history. That's workings of the mind that has no reality unless we reinforce it. So the reason we release, the reason we let go, the reason we forgive is so that all those hurts, those blemishes, those that woundedness, that feeling of suffering, that feeling of separation, that feeling of powerlessness no longer reverberates in our field. Because remember, we are the new delegation. We are the creators of the new earth. We are the masters. So we're mastering consciousness and we're abiding by the ways of the heart. So the ways of the heart are going to introduce us to new signaling. So as we will receive this self-endorsement, now the self is not the personality self. It's not who you came in here assuming yourself to be. It's the self of the I am. It's the self of your all-knowing reality that is already one with your Merkaba, that is already fulfilled, filled up with your light, that reaches far and wide beyond your previous understanding. So as we will receive these diamond engages, Mom, please. Yes, sweetheart. As we will receive these diamond engages. So when I'm saying that, just imagine, you can imagine a pyramid surrounding you. You can imagine light, but it has this like vortex kind of pinnacle. So just imagine your crown just in like elongated. So this is the light that we're succumbing to. We're receiving, we're allowing, we're self-endorsing, we're agreeing to. And this makes all things possible. So instead of creating out of your self-personality, your ego's past, the past hurts, the past fears, there is considerable room for movement, elongation. So remember all of those various opportunities, timelines, probabilities, allowances. We are, can get that next word. It's like we're establishing instant recall. So we also want to remember that we've grazed the planet long ago. In other words, when we get fascinated by ancient Egypt, when we get fascinated by Lemuria, we've done this. And so what we're allowing, what we're attuning to, is a miraculous voyage. That means our stardom. So remember that star exploding. So our multidimensional lifestyle, all of the times that we have hit prosperity, that we have gone beyond form, that we have recognized that oneness, that we have already resided in what we would refer to as 5D consciousness. It's not new. It may be new to the timeline that we've been attending to up to now, but it's not new to our very soul. So we want to allow ourselves to assist in our new creative explosion. So when they say explosion, this is not like a little demi-cup, a little teaspoon. This is far and wide. So all of the riddles of the past, all of the places where you just keep knocking your head against the wall, where you get the new relationship, and it's really the old relationship with perhaps a different shirt on, or the addiction, or whatever it is, where it's like, here we go again. This is where it's like those energies are tailgating because we're pressing forward. So as we will receive our allowance, so this is our truth, our full reach, our full endowment, our all-pervasive knowing. So again, our I am presence. So the I am presence really is our divine essence, who we have already understood ourselves to be, aligned with self. So this is how easy it is to slip into something comfortable. In other words, it's familiar. It's very, very familiar. So the energies that we are restoring, now this is very essential we understand. This is not new. This is old hat. It's like, oh yeah, I used to have that years ago. I had something like that years ago. That's how it's gonna feel. But it is gonna feel larger. When I receive these energies, I feel larger, expansive. We're no longer fitting into the old broadcast. This means old relationships, old addictive influences, old beliefs, old characters that there may be others in your life that are used to you being or serving a certain role in family dynamics, where suddenly you're not there anymore. So this is where we are introducing ourselves to our light, to our wholeness, to our proof of possession. Proof of possession is as we say yes, as we agree, as we entitle ourselves, as we allow, as we self-endorse. Now, when I said that, it's like we all became one big third eye, self-endorse. So this is like for us to see, because remember the gift we're acquiring that is occurring is our own self-regulation. In other words, our own perception of self. We don't need the world to change. We don't need anyone else to change. How do I change that? How do I make this person understand? How do I change the cosmos? What we're changing is our own attunement, our own understanding, concept, prescription of self. So as we abide by the new tomorrow, as we increase our advantage of love, so our advantage of love is recognizing we are love. We're not the hurts, we're not the fears. That's the ego's tale. We're love. And so as we align with that position of empowerment, of power. Now, when I said power, they're like, and pause. They were telling me, and now you pause. Because they're letting that sink in. They're letting that sink in. To allow yourself to be in that power. You're not trying to have power over another, but you're also no longer trying to manipulate, so fitting into a role, so being an ego to get what you want. You're releasing the game playing, and you're allowing yourself to bank on your own conclusion. In other words, as you restore yourself to lift off occurrence, in other words, as you allow yourself to agree with your true mastery, you have a change of heart. Now, from this acquaintance, from this reverberation, from this acquittal, we're agreeing with our I Am presence. We're agreeing with our holy mastery. From here, now we're consenting to a new proxy. We've stepped out of the old timeline and we're orchestrating our fate. Now, our fate is our destiny. It's why you took on this incarnation. It's beyond conscious recall for most of us. So we're stepping into new clothing. So again, you can see yourself with a spiritual garment. You may see yourself with a headdress. For me, my third eye is just throbbing. You may see nothing. It's irrelevant because it has to do with your intention. When your intention is to let go of past conditioning and absorb your new reality, your truth, your awakened presence, the reason for the incarnation. Everything, source, all of the auspicious meetings, all of the helping hands will come to meet you, will come to greet you, because you have decided. So that's the power of your decision making. It all comes down to the power of choice. And they're saying, and pause, and pause. So that pause again is for us to get acquainted with our better half. So all those looking for your twin flame. If you are to have a relationship of that nature, it arrives when you signal your readiness of your own self-importance. There's no more codependency. There's no more agreement of lack. I'm only okay as long as someone's standing next to me. I'm only okay if this one boss does what I need him to do. That's lack. You're still dependent on form. You're still dependent on the illusion. Versus, you are in alignment with truth. So that means wherever you go, you're far reaching. Go anywhere, whatever you need, you are going to beckon. Your energy, your frequency, your field will call forth prior agreement. If I need this to fulfill my role in this lifetime, it will arrive. It will arrive. You're not needing form. You're receiving your truth of stature. And they're showing me the card spiritual strength. Now, forms will arrive and some will be very fun. It doesn't mean you're leaving life. It means you're adjusting to true life. Because remember, we're establishing the new earth. And everything is an extension of our own holy sun within, our own light, our own presence, our own establishment. So the heart-centered consciousness that will be the wave of the new reality is an extension of the holy masters, that are constructing it in the now moment. Allow yourself to feel that worthiness, that grace, that truth of self. Absorb into this matrix. Feel that field of awareness that is in alignment with all the masters, the archangels, all the interdimensional support, your I Am presence, and all those that will be helping, sponsoring, both in and out of incarnations. Allow your gifts to mature. Some of us, many of us, have spiritual gifts and we're dabbling. Well, let me just do a stroke here, a sentence there, a picture here, dabbling. Allow the full masterpiece to be witnessed. So what we're releasing is the fear. How is it going to be received? What will others think? Remember, we're dreaming. This is all consciousness. So when we align with our own true knowing, there are no other takers. There are no other problems because we have already joined hands within to our own self, to our own certainty. So we serve our own I Am extension. We serve our own I Am awareness. And we align with the fullness of our light. Receive well, dear ones, receive. So let us allow ourselves a moment of due pleasure and extension. This is absorbing these energies, absorbing this light, welcoming in our new tomorrow. It's all in the now. So when we welcome in our new tomorrow, we're saying yes to what we're now requesting. So all the sequenced order of steps, whatever we need, is all manifested. It may seem like there's linear time, but it's all agreed upon. Now, let us receive. Mwah.